The church is generally made up of three main parts and two smaller parts. The main parts are the chancel, the nave, and the bell tower. The smaller parts of the church are the porch and the vestry. As you can see, the chancel, which is the part of the church closest to the bypass bridge, looks different to the main part of the church, which is called the nave, and both the chancel and the nave look different to the bell tower. That's because while the present building dates from the 14th century, it has been substantially rebuilt using different materials and architectural styles. The stone used to build the bell tower and the chancel, the two sections on either end of the church, is blue liaise stone and ashlar. The nave was built using slate rubble. St. Mary's has said it is okay to view the buildings inside. If the door is open, then feel free. Please remember, it is a place of worship. Please keep your voices down and be respectful for the church and its members. Chancel. The chancel is considered to be the oldest part of St. Mary's. It dates from the 13th century and was restored in the 15th century. It features turrets, buttresses, and Gothic pinnacles. There is a blocked door visible on the southeastern side. This door is thought to be a part of an older building which made up the previous priory. Traditional Christian churches, as St. Mary's is, were built with the same orientations. The altar was always supposed to be on the easternmost point of the church. St. Mary's chancel, the home of the altar, the choir, and the sanctuary, is the bit that's located on the eastern side. The stained glass window in the east wall of the chancel was installed in 1924. The window depicts the crucifixion with the Virgin Mary and St. John. It also features Archbishop Baldwin, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury at the time, and Gerald of Wales. Gerald of Wales was Archdeacon of Brecon and a historian. He travelled his beloved Wales a lot in the 1100s and wrote extensively on its history and geography. Much of his writing still exists. There are fragments of 15th century glass in the current window. The fragments come from the previous medieval stained glass windows, which were moved from St. Mary's to the Havard and damaged in a fire in 1807. Nave. A nave is the central part of a church. In the case of St. Mary's, the nave is the main structure in the middle that connects the chancel to the bell tower. This nave, at least the current footprint, would have been built during the 14th century. The south side of the nave, the part that faces the Tivy, is much older than the north side, the side that faces the road. Much of the north side was rebuilt during a substantial rebuilding in 1702 and 1703. Bell tower. The tower seems to have initially built itself, as there's no real idea when it was first built. However, it did fall down in 1705, and people paid attention to the bell tower then. Almost 30 years before the bell tower collapsed, works were undertaken to recast the two smallest bells. The workers built their casting pits very close to the north side of the tower, and that could have weakened its foundations. But collapse it did, and the tower sat collapsed for some time while the church and town tried raising the money needed to rebuild it. Works were able to start when £400 came for the Great Seal in 1710. This wasn't enough money to fully complete the work, but work went ahead, starting in April 1711 and stopping again in October 1711 when money ran out. When money did run out and construction stopped, the tower was only 40 foot tall. Not even as tall as the nave roof. You can see from the lip sticking out from the tower where these works stopped. 34 years later, work was proposed to complete the tower. Money was raised from the gentlemen of the county. The upper part of the church tower was finally completed in 1748. The rebuild may be a copy of the original tower and incorporates minimal Gothic details. St. Mary's Tower has five large bells, chimes, and a clock. Porch. A porch was added onto the south side of the nave in 1639. In 1861, the porch was rebuilt in a Gothic style. The Gothic style was a fashionable style of architecture during the mid-1800s. Later, carved heads of Archbishop Davidson and Bishop Owen were added. You can see the faces on either side of the porch's outside doors. The carved heads must have been a requirement, as Archbishop Davidson was opposed to Welsh disestablishment, which kicked the Church of England out of Wales.